This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Seven pro-democracy advocates were convicted in Hong Kong today for organizing and participating in unlawful assembly during massive anti-government protests back in 2019. The activists include media tycoon and founder of the Apple Daily tabloid, Jimmy Lai, who had already been held without bail on other charges related to his pro-democracy activities. Organizers of the August 18th protests in 2019 said that more than a million people rallied against a proposed bill that would have allowed criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. The extradition bill was eventually withdrawn, but the protests expanded to include full democracy and other demands, and at times descended into violence between protesters and police. China has since taken a tougher stance, implementing a security law on Hong Kong and approving reforms that would reduce the public's role in voting in lawmakers for the city's legislature. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warning Wednesday that a bloodbath is imminent, and there is an increasing possibility of civil war in the country if civilian rule is not restored. Special Envoy Christian Schreiner-Bergener urged the UN Security Council to consider all available tools to take collective action and to do what is right, what the people of Myanmar deserve, according to a copy of her remarks obtained by VOA. Myanmar has been mired in chaos and violence since the military's overthrow of the civilian government on February 1st and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party. The military has claimed widespread fraud in the November election, which the NLD won in a landslide. This is VOA News. President Emmanuel Macron ordered France into its third national lockdown Wednesday in an effort to slow a third wave of COVID-19 infecting his country. Macron closed all schools for 3 weeks beginning next Monday. Macron had hoped to avoid a lockdown and the effect it would have on the economy. However, the country's death toll is nearing 100,000, and it has struggled with a vaccine rollout that has been slower than hoped for. The rise in cases is crippling intensive care units in areas hard hit by the coronavirus. The French president also announced nationwide movement restrictions beginning Saturday for at least a month. German officials have decided to limit the use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in people under 60 after more unusual blood clots were reported in a small number of people who received the shots. In response, the executive director of the European Medicines Agency, an agency of the European Union in charge of the evaluation and supervision of medicinal products, said there is no evidence that would support restricting the use of the vaccine in any population. On Tuesday, an independent vaccine expert panel in Germany said the AstraZeneca shot should not routinely be given to people under 60 because of a rise in reported cases of unusual blood clots in the days after the shots. President Joe Biden on Wednesday outlined a $2.3 trillion plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure over the next 8 years and what he billed as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Biden's proposal would undo former President Trump's signature legislative achievement of giant tax cuts for corporations. Funding for the infrastructure projects would come from a hike in corporate taxes. Biden's plan will be followed in the coming weeks by a companion bill with investments in child care and family tax credits. Niger's security forces thwarted an attempted military coup at the West African country's presidential palace overnight Tuesday, according to a government statement released on Wednesday. The coup attempt raises fear of more violence coinciding with Mohamed Bazoum's inauguration set for Friday. Already, his administration faces unprecedented threats from Islamic extremists near the country's troubled border with Mali. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind.
Voice of America. Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunch Time by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, Luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo de kolinga ba mama moko koli. Basuka yo te, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi eh. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona eh.
Si bazen ambongo yo kandengi azaliko kabayo na mitema ya basi pe na mibali yo moto zena ba diplome mitano Mario sala kame me foro luka mosala Mario pona nini oza ko bebi saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario ah alembi
ba protinga na pa kolaka zoto ekoma sembe sembe oko pete ngana zoka lobi na swa maladi ya kanser. Lobi tango na kopola yo,
kimi na ye.
Mario na baye, Mario na lembie.
Ba familia Mario bakani saka, Mario ape saka nga mosoro. Zoka nga moto na lati saka, ye na le isaka, ye na lali saka, ye. Mario na lembie.
Sala como ma
pino que anda
coena somba na le pie Mario na baye yo ene Mario na le mio
Mario o kutinga na biloko mo vale mosu sa somba o yo pelingi a kovanga te Mario o yo pelingi te olia na mesa kaka soki zue kanyo na poitrine. Oniaga ko beta ngai nako ko mabiloko Mario sina seli sa yo mingi diploma si mangamo na seli sa kiyo Mario bongo leonga ko mima si mabe Mario di kambote ah mokilie ezaka ga boye
mobale akutinga na bomengo asengi ya komandenga na nimi mobale akutinga na bangenge asengi ya dirijenga na nimi na bandiko bimana ye
bandiko penga ye monsieur
Mario abimbi moto, akanisi biloko na ngai ye ye. Mario na baye yo, kende Mario na lembi yo.
Mario asongi epe ya baboki akuti mbeto na ye ya bomwana. Eko mitango akolala mbeto mokuse makolo milai Mario. Mario na lembi ye.
Mana sombela yo, na tikeli yo souvenir ya bolingo. Moye zali na lavage, na kotindela yo na bato. Mario na lembi yo, kende na yo na baye yo.
Mario. manger, Mario. Mario, mon salaire pour péter un gars bana di coco. Banango ya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. Now who they hungry? Bobo. Your mother go for farm, he no come, where you say he come. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Let me
Cotton Bango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire and Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. The Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joe Wanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.